Hello everyone, Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is Parashat Shemot. We are now beginning the second book in the Torah, and the most amazing stories we're about to see. And one interesting idea, I think, from this week's parasha is that now Moshe Rabbeinu has been born, and now almost every single parasha from here on out until the end of the Torah, the main character and the main focus is going to be about Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu is born, there's a decree against all baby boys that they should be killed and thrown in the water. After a few months, his parents, they take him, they put him in a basket, and they put him in the water, where on the other side of the river, the daughter of the king of Egypt, Paro's daughter, comes out and finds this baby, pulls him out of the water, and brings Moshe into the house of the palace to be brought up in the palace of the king of Egypt. Moshe grows up, and now as he grows up, he comes out one day, and he sees an Egyptian hitting a Jew. The Jewish people have now slowly entered into slavery. And he sees this Egyptian hitting his own brother, his own Jewish brother. And he gets upset. And what does he do? He stands up, he goes and kills the Egyptian, and he hides the Egyptian under the sand. And word starts to travel that Moshe Rabbeinu did such an act. The next day, or further after, Moshe Rabbeinu sees a Jew fighting with another Jew. So what does he do? He goes over to them and he tries to break up the fight. What are you guys doing? Why are you doing this? Trying to stop them. And one of them turns to Moshe and says, "What, you're going to kill me like you killed the Egyptian? You're going to do the same to me?" And the Torah tells us that now this matter has been known, and that the word is starting to travel that Moshe did such an act. And the king of Egypt, Paro, he finds out, and the king of Egypt, he wants to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to run away. And as now he runs away, this is now beginning the start of Moshe Rabbeinu's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem himself, which now starts him becoming the leader for the Jewish people. My question is, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do that got him into that position to become the leader for the Jewish people? We all want to be leaders in our families, in our communities, and amongst all of the Jewish people itself. But what do we have to do in order to get there? And I think there's just one act that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and that's what put him in the place to become the leader for the Jewish people, and that is the following. Moshe Rabbeinu saw someone doing something wrong, and he stood up for what is right. Moshe Rabbeinu was black and white in the sense that when he sees something is wrong, he stands up and he says, "This is wrong, you have to be doing the right thing." And he goes and kills the Egyptian. That is the one main focused act that Moshe Rabbeinu did in this parasha, which eventually turns into him becoming the leader for the Jewish people. And I think maybe if we can take this idea, we can put it into our own lives. Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us that you're going to have many times in your life where you'll see people, whether it be with you or amongst other people who are doing something wrong. And you have two options. Option number one, you be a bystander, which is 80 to 90% of the world, just bystanding. But Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us that if you want to be a true leader and you want to be someone that makes a mark amongst Am Yisrael, you need to stand up for what's right. And if you stand up for what's right, you will follow in the equation that Moshe is teaching us to be a leader for the Jewish people. May we always try to follow in what is the right thing, and may we always follow in the ways of the Torah and Mitzvot and what Hashem is asking us to do. And may Hashem always pour out bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadenu. Have a great day.